Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the Supreme Court has ruled on a couple things as it pertains to the Texas border, which is a huge, huge issue in the elections. It's a huge issue for our public health. The border is a huge issue for our national security. And so the Supreme Court has weighed in on a few things. First, they are allowing federal immigration agents to remove razor wire that Texas state officials have put up along some sections of the U.S.-Mexico border to try to discourage migrants from crossing the country unlawfully. A lower court ruling last year had barred the federal government from removing the razor wire that National Guard soldiers deployed by Governor Greg Abbott assembled on the banks of the Rio Grande near the Texas border town of Eagle Pass, which is a very busy sector for illegal crossings. But in a 5-4 vote, the Supreme Court suspended the lower court ruling at the request of the Biden administration, which has argued that the razor wire obstructs Border Patrol's ability to process migrants who are already on American soil and to help those who may be in distress. So what they're saying is even though they might have gotten to the razor wire illegally and tried to cross into it, and border agents then can't help them because they're stuck in the... So again, if Biden administration was doing a better job with the border, we wouldn't even be talking about razor wire. Chief Justice John Roberts and Justice Amy Coney Barrett sided with the court's three liberal justices, Elena Kagan, Sonia Sotomayor, and Ketanji Brown Jackson, to lifting the court's injunction. Justices Clarence Thomas, Samuel Alito, Neil Gorsuch, Brett Kavanaugh allowed it to remain in place. So federal law requires Border Patrol to process migrants who enter the U.S. illegally to determine whether they should be deported, transferred to another federal agency, sent to a long-term immigration detention center, or released pending a review of their asylum claims. Now, you see, before it was, all right, if you're here illegally, you're done. You come through the border legally. There's a wall, there's a line, there's a process. Now we have an app. But you have options if you come here illegally. Texas state officials do not have the legal authority to make these determinations. That's what, according to SCOTUS. So the Biden administration has argued that the razor wire impedes Border Patrol operations. Texas says it deters migrants from swimming across the Rio Grande and entering it illegally. The problem is migrants are trying to cut it themselves or come under. I mean, they are risking the razor wire to come here. Now, you know, if there was, again, any leadership from our country, we wouldn't necessarily have to be using razor wire. Texas wanted to put up buoys. Now, interestingly, the floating buoys can stay temporarily. So when Texas tried to come up with a border, they put floating buoys in the river. A federal appeals court has temporarily reversed an order requiring Texas to remove a floating barrier at the border to curb the flow of migrants. This is the latest in a series of, obviously, back-and-forth decisions. Last month, the Fifth Circuit panel issued a split decision upholding a district judge's order demanding that Texas remove the buoys to the Texas side of the riverbank. And Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton immediately filed a petition to rehear the case before full court. So from what we understand, Paxton was able to secure an en-bank hearing by the U.S. Court of Appeals of the Fifth Circuit concerning the Biden administration's attempt to force Texas to remove the buoys. So for now, those buoys could be in place. Razor wire needs to go. But the Supreme Court also says that Texas cannot block federal agents from the border. This chaos should not be happening, by the way. Texas needs help. And the federal government is not protecting Texas, or and so Texas is taking matters into their own hands. I agree that, you know, in terms of the Supreme Court saying, look, this is something the federal government should do, but the federal government isn't. So now what? What do you do when the federal government's not doing their job? But the Supreme Court said Texas has to allow federal border agents to access the state's border with Mexico. The order did not explain the justice's decisions, according to the Texas Tribune. For now, it effectively upholds longstanding court rulings that the Constitution gives the federal government sole responsibility for the border security. But, you know, what does the Constitution say if the government is not protecting the border? What do those citizens do on that border? Texas has sued the federal government after Border Patrol agents cut some of the wire along the Rio Grande, arguing the Department of Homeland Security destroyed the state's property and interfered in Texas border security efforts. So, you know, the problem we have right now is, you know, the Democrats and the government, Biden administration say Republicans won't help us secure the border. That it's Republicans that are stopping funding for the border. And they're, you know, if the government really wanted to help, they would let the buoy stand. They would tell Border Patrol in Texas and National Guard, what do you need from us? Anything you guys need, you got. And what do you need? You need a wall? You need shipping containers? You need more patrol agents? You need a message to the migrants saying, don't come, we're maxed. We will take another 100,000 in 2025, but right now we're full. I mean, what do you need? And we'll do it. That's not what's happening. Governor Abbott said he sent multiple letters. You know, I'm, as a doctor, I'm hearing that these hospitals are overwhelmed, these medical centers are overwhelmed. U.S. citizens don't have access to the medical care because they have to take care of migrants. This is a public health crisis. Not to mention these migrants are thinking that they're going to be coming and getting homes and money, and many of them are homeless. That's a public health crisis. Now, the messaging is wrong. The border is not secure. And so, you know, when people say, well, Roe v. Wade is going to determine this election, I don't think it is. I think it's going to be the border and the economy and foreign policy. So we'll see what happens. It's just we see Texas struggling. And you know the country wants to help, but the people that should be helping are turning a blind eye. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's XTENDOVITE.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So every other day, we see these articles talking about how our jobs are going to be taken away from AI. AI is going to take our jobs away. And as many of us fear that if we are going to lose a job, then we lose our health insurance because our jobs and our health insurance are just too damn closely connected, which I think is absolutely ridiculous. So the anxiety that people are getting that they're going to be losing their jobs to tech, I don't think is an unfounded anxiety. I think it is anxiety producing. Well, MIT researchers or experts are trying to calm our fears, saying, nope, the AI bots are not coming for our job anytime soon because human workers are cheaper than AI. So we'll discuss. According to MIT experts, they say AI's impact on the labor market has been slower and costlier than many of its early adopters predicted. And I agree with that. I mean, we've had AI and robots and all that for a while now. It's just we still don't see fast food places use robots yet. They still are hiring staff. Also, but I think there's a caveat to that. I think there are a lot of things now that are being replaced to minimize the need for staff. So MIT researchers ran the numbers and found that AI automation only makes sense for a business 23% of the time. They don't think lawyers are going to be replaced by AI. They don't think physicians are going to be replaced. Construction management, PR specialists, veterinarians, psychiatrists, nurses, dentists, auditors, HR managers. They say in many cases, humans are the more cost-effective way. This is a 45-page study from MIT. They say right now, workers are still more economically attractive. So chatbots, artificial intelligence, people feel that's going to lead to mass layoffs. The first workers in the firing line, according to Daily Mail, and the research from MIT, would be bank tellers, cashiers, data entry clerks, secretaries, according to early predictions. One study from Goldman Sachs found that a quarter of jobs would be automated within the next few years. And then McKinsey, a consultancy firm, predicted that half of all work would be automated by 2055. But analysts at the World Economic Forum warned last year that 83 million jobs would be nixed. 69 million jobs would be created by emerging industries such as AI, sustainability, and robotics, but still a net loss of 14 million jobs. And so MIT's computer, the study from MIT's computer science and artificial intelligence says the fears were overblown. They looked at what types of work would be automated. They looked at 414 jobs threatened by AI, especially those involving visual tasks. They looked at retail store supervisors who check prices and inventory throughout a store, nurse anesthesiologists who monitor patients while under anesthesia. And others, and they looked at wages paid, and they found that the jobs considered a risk would be too costly to automate, especially shop workers. And so to buy a robot or AI would be pretty expensive. So the 10 fastest growing jobs right now are AI and machine learning specialists, sustainability specialists, business intelligence analysts, information security analysts, fintech engineers, data analysis and scientists, robotic engineers, electrotech engineers, agricultural equipment operators, and digital transformation specialists. I don't understand any of those. Again, we physicians are just hoping that all this kind of blows over fast. But the most declining jobs, the fastest declining jobs, they say are bank tellers and related clerks, postal service workers, cashiers and ticket clerks, data entry clerks, administrative and executive secretaries or assistants, material recording and stock keeping clerks, accounting, bookkeeping, payroll, legislators and officials, statistical finance and insurance clerks, as well as door-to-door sales, news and street vendors, and related workers. So here's the thing, all right? People say doctors are going to be fine. I told you right now, people want AI. When humans don't want other humans around, and they would rather it be a robot, or that they rather they could tell the robot what they want without a doctor saying no way, yes, AI is going to replace a lot of doctors, absolutely. What I do right now with telemedicine, you call up, you tell me what your issues are, I look at your picture or I look at your video. I give you a guess of what I think your medical diagnosis is based on that. And I say, look, you still should probably see a doctor in person. But this is a prescription I'm going to give you. Now, if it doesn't work, go in and be seen. Very easily. I don't think it should be, but very easily that could be replaced by AI. Look at what people are doing with Dr. Google. They're putting in their medical terms. Once a study says that Dr. Google or ChatGPT or whatever is on it, and their medicine is right on, they're going to say, you see, that's the software we use. You put in your the symptoms. Now, of course, people are going to figure out how to game the system so that they can get the medicine they want. Just say this. Say you have a fever, but don't say this. If you say you have this, you have to go to the ER. They're going to learn the system. They're going to copy that word for word. The system is going to send a prescription to the pharmacy. No doctor, no nurse, nobody in between. And the AI will be sending prescriptions for you for the care that doesn't require a doctor being seen. So the only thing that has been saving doctor jobs is you need to be examined in person. Well, telehealth has exploded, and millions of visits are being done every day on telehealth platforms without a doctor looking at you, without a person knowing who the doctor is. It's a voice on the other end of a telephone. You don't think that's going to be replaced by AI? Same thing with lawyers. People can make their own wills now. They can own their, you know, if you're like, I need to send a letter, right, that will pursue a certain statute or will pursue legal action based on a statute. This is my problem. What's the statute? Send that letter to them. We're going to move forward. Look at how people play chess online. Look at how people play video games and they kill each other online. You don't think they're going to do that with lawyers? Yeah. Yeah. So a lot of the things they think are going to be safe aren't. Now, are we going to see the takeover today? No. But I'm telling you right now, there's a lot of engineers that are not getting hired. You heard all those different engineering type jobs. I'm hearing that many engineers cannot get a job right now. Why not? Is it because of AI? Is it because they don't know what's going to happen in an election year? Is it because they don't know if a defense contract is going to, be null and void in a year from now? You know how many people want online veterinary care? So I think in-person is irreplaceable. There are so many things that could be done. Many people, they go to Starbucks, not so much for coffee, but the smile that the barista gives them. Or just the networking. Or the, I don't think we're going to get rid of all human-to-human jobs. But if minimum wage continues to go up, and McDonald's has to pay workers $20 an hour, and nobody now wants to buy a $13 meal for a burger, fries, and a drink, I think the companies will just close. Now, if they are able to have robots make the food, no, they will. And we have seen the technology there. It's just you are going to need somebody to make that tech. You're going to need somebody to fix that tech. You're going to still need to have humans in case the tech doesn't work. But I've seen pizza on the go. I've seen vending machines where there's pizza in the vending machine. Really? There's food in the vending machine. If a company won't be able to make ends meet, we are going to be getting our meals in mass from non-humanized venues. And we're starting to see it. We're already seeing it. How many times you go to a grocery store and there's self-checkout? I've been going to a grocery store for years. There used to be tons of workers. Now I barely see three or four because it's all self-checkout. Anytime I need help, I can't find somebody. There's nobody at the bakery. The person who handles the meat has to run over to the bakery. So, yes, people are losing their jobs. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Democrats are dialing in on the issue of abortion as election season rolls forward. Nearly 2 years since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, there's a new initiative marking 51 years since the landmark court decision was made to legalize abortion. Democrats like Vice President Kamala Harris say Republicans are waging an offensive against women.
In America, freedom is not to be given. It is not to be bestowed. It is ours by right.
Republicans are debating the prospect of passing a federal ban on abortion. The youngest son of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. has died. According to the King Center, Dexter Scott King passed away Monday at the age of 62 following a battle with prostate cancer. His wife, Leah Weber King, said he passed away in his sleep at their Malibu home. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So a question I keep getting asked is, how do puberty blockers given to kids who are transitioning before puberty, how are they beneficial versus harmful? Are there side effects? Is it reversible? Is it irreversible? And I do not believe that giving puberty blockers is without risk. There is so much that happens during puberty that I worry about the body if it doesn't get to go through some of those changes. Now, the big argument that doctors and, you know, public officials and everybody who's weighing in on the subject has is if you try to take a grown man with a hairy chest, a hairy face, hairy back, scrotum, penis, and you try to turn them into a female, it's going to take a lot of work. But if you could get to that biological male before he gets hairy, before he starts to have dominant genitalia, you could then minimize the amount of hormones the person has. And so these studies coming out saying it's totally fine. Let's say the person changes their mind. Everything's all fine and dandy. I disagree. Because the hormones aren't all about the hair. The hormones, or the puberty, isn't all about the hair. The puberty isn't all about the sexual characteristics. It's about your fertility. It's about your body mass. It's about your bone density. So one concern I've had is when we talk about bone density, we say, why are we having kids eat dairy? Why are we pushing milk? Why are we pushing this? Well, because your calcium stores build up. And even though we will have older individuals take calcium if we think they have osteoporosis, if you didn't build up enough calcium as a kid and adolescent, you're kind of screwed. So we want to make sure that you get as much calcium as possible. Because you have these stores that you build up to make your bones as strong as possible. Now, you could still become osteoporotic based on your genetics, based on your race, based on your lack of exercise, based on you having a parathyroid condition. But during puberty, there's a lot of bone building that gets done that's vital to a person's later bone density and muscle mass and speed and athleticism and ability to protect yourself out in the wild. Puberty blockers may affect that. Even though studies are like, it's fine, we're starting to have some doctors speak out. Dr. Scott Leibowitz of the World Professional Association for Transgender Health, he's a board member. He has highlighted the invasive nature of puberty blockers and the psychological need for hormones. This is being reported by State of the Union. He says, I think when we just say, puberty blockers are just reversible and it's a non-invasive treatment, he says, I would say it's more invasive than oftentimes the media makes it out to be or other people. He said there's challenges with puberty suppression and that we have to acknowledge, and that's why it's, quote, reversible, asterisk, he says. One cannot be on puberty suppression endlessly. He says you get to a place where physiologically we need hormones. We don't rely on evidence for every single treatment we do in medicine. Dr. Daniel Metzger, a WPATH, which is the World Professional Association for Transgender Health, he is a certified pediatric endocrinologist. He discussed the potential impact of puberty blockers on calcium accrual in bones, you see, and the need for further research on brain development and fertility. He says normal puberty is the time of putting the calcium into your piggy bank. This is how I explain it to families. You got a piggy bank for your calcium, and you better get it all in by 25, because at 25, you're going to live off that piggy bank. But the puberty blockers slow down that calcium accrual back into the bones quite a bit, back to prepubertal level. We do know that even if you look at people now age 22, if you've done all of this and you've gone off and then you go back on the hormones that you want to have, you might not have caught up by age 22. That's when you need to fill up your piggy bank. And it is a concern that everybody's not getting their calcium stores filled up, basically. And teenagers, their brains are changing, he says. They're unwiring, they're rewiring. And if we started one kid unwiring and half rewiring, and then we change the puberty the other way and we're unwiring, people have been trying to figure out what this does to our kids' brains. They said they seem to do reasonably the same as their friends, but we're not looking at their IQ and their learning ability and lots of other things. And then, of course, as I've always said, kids don't understand what they want for fertility. Puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones, they say, carry serious health risks. Bone density issues, sexual dysfunction, infertility, other complications, blood clot risk. So the World Health Organization has been asked to weigh in. And we are being told that they are abstaining when it comes to minors. The World Health Organization has decided not to create transgender healthcare guidance for minors. Why? Limited evidence and on the longer-term outcomes. The guidelines will focus on adults and will not address the needs of children and adolescents, which is something that people have been kind of calling for, where can we maybe slow down what's happening with transgender youth and putting them through puberty at 8 years, or putting them through transitioning at 8 years old, 9 years old? We don't have enough data. And the agency is extending the public comment period for its planned trans and gender diverse health guidelines, and has clarified that the development process may take up to 2 more years. So their guidance is going to focus on 5 areas: provision of gender affirming care, including hormones relating to adults, health worker education on training for the provision of gender inclusive care, provision of health care for trans and gender diverse people who have suffered interpersonal violence based on their needs, health policies that support gender inclusive care, legal recognition of self-determined gender identity for adults. And so, you know, what they're basically saying is they're still working on it. And so, you know, I think we have to, politics and healthcare don't always mix. And we are rushing to do something. And unfortunately, kids are being used as guinea pigs without there being proper studies. And I get it is really hard to transition somebody that has large breasts or large scrotum. I get that. But how does an 8-year-old kid, now that kids are, you know, transitioning, or kids are going through puberty a lot earlier, how are these kids able to make an accurate decision on what it is that they want or need? If you asked me when I was 8 or 10 or 12 or when I got my period, look, do you want to have kids later? I'd be like, oh, hell no. I just want to deal with my acne and get through my finals and get into college and get a boyfriend. I'm not even thinking about that. And you know what everybody's been saying is, oh, yeah, but it doesn't affect your fertility. Anybody who's transgender that blocks their puberty, that decides to turn around and change it all, are going to be fine. Do we have enough data? You know, one thing that I think we're not doing is asking the individuals who are struggling. And, you know, very rarely somebody gets their story out going, I didn't want my breasts removed. I didn't want to transition. So very rarely somebody's able to speak out. But many are not given an opportunity to speak. And this is something that unfortunately needs to be heard. It doesn't mean we do away with all transitioning. But if you know, we have individuals say, look, I keep breaking my bones, or I got osteoporosis way earlier than I should have. That's something that's pretty valuable information, don't you think? 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for a specialist to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So do you get ticked off when you get cut off on the road? Do you get ticked off when somebody's being an idiot? Do you feel like that you really want to give them the finger? I've calmed down a little bit with that. I've told you guys what makes me mad. It happened again today where we all had to merge into one lane. So you see the lane, you know, for about maybe, I don't know, a couple blocks, and so that back up, so you do the right thing, and you get into the lane, and you wait your turn, but then there's people that try to take cuts and merge so they could bypass the line, and I can't stand when people do that, because you let enough of them do that, you just stay in one place, and then you're stuck. And it's not even bad, but do I give somebody the finger? Do I? No, I just, you know, if I think they cheated, I don't let them in. If I think it was an honest accident and they, you know, and they're asking, I say, I'm so sorry, I let them in. But that happened to me today, but I didn't give them the finger. I just don't want to get into it with people. And it's because I think we have a lot of crazy, crazy people on the road. Well, if you remember, I think this was 2 years ago. In Santa Ana, California, oh yeah, May 2021, so almost 3 years ago, there was a woman who lost her child because of a road rage incident. Her six-year-old child got killed on a freeway in Santa Ana, California, and Joanna Clunan took the stand today, or yesterday, as Marcus Anthony Ayres, 26 years old, faces second-degree murder charges in relation to the death of her little boy, Aiden Leos. Aiden was killed 10 days after his six-year-old birthday, and apparently they were driving Aiden from their home in Costa Mesa to Calvary Chapel Preschool in Yorba Linda. He was in his booster seat behind her as they drove along the 55. A Volkswagen Sport Wagon swerved out of the carpool lane and in front of their car. So the car cut her off. Ayres' girlfriend was driving, and she flashed a peace sign. Now, the mom said, I didn't want to be near these people. She left the carpool lane. They were next to each other, but she made a gesture and then merged away from them. So the gesture was a middle finger. The gesture, she acknowledged, was a middle finger, but she now regrets beyond comprehension. She made eye contact with Ayres, who sat in the passenger seat, before merging into the lanes to her right. But he looked at her, smiled after the gesture, and then hit her car. Or no, something hit her car. She looked behind, and she saw her baby's head hanging down. The mom pulled over to the side of the freeway, tried to call a 911 dispatcher, and it turned out that her little boy was shot. Now, you know, this, so Ayres, I had said in the picture, it looks like he has hyperthyroid or Graves' disease. His eyes are really, you can see the whites all surrounding the, you know, who knows? And maybe he was high on meth. Who knows what happened? But for that to happen, for somebody to shoot somebody else in the middle of a freeway over a middle finger, you know, it shows you how sick some of these individuals are. And you know, the child, all the boy was doing was just sitting in the car. And I know that a lot of people will use obscenities and will flip people off because they're in a safe space. It's their car. What's going to happen to them? And this is an example of death could happen to you because these people are sick who are surrounding us that might not go, okay, fine, you gave me the middle finger. Some people will use that to trigger themselves, will be triggered to then take action, take revenge. And, you know, I see this happen all the time. I see people scream at people on the road. I see people at a stop sign or at a stoplight roll down their window and engage with others. And are they kidding me? You'll get shot. I told you guys, my husband and my son were walking down the Las Vegas Strip. I was at a conference, and so we actually stayed in a hotel near the Strip. So my husband and son decided to walk around and enjoy, you know, the resorts and enjoy the lights. And a guy walked up to, it looked like a college kid who was drunk. He was with his friends, walked up to my husband, and just coming the opposite direction, so no interaction with my husband, walked right up to my husband and showed two middle fingers right in front of his face. Got within a centimeter of his face. Now, my husband, like, thank God, kept us cool. The kid just goes off. The kid was maybe like 20, 21. Walked off with his friends. But my husband told me, he goes, what if it was somebody who couldn't keep their cool? What if it was somebody who had a weapon on him? That kid would have been dead. You know, and I don't understand why people think they could engage others and be, you know, be, I don't know. And I'm not saying it's this mom's fault. You know, what happened to her kid should have never happened. But maybe we need to rethink the middle fingers. I mean, this person, obviously, they were mentally deranged for screwing around and swerving in the carpool lane. And I understand in California, sometimes all of a sudden you're like, oh, crap, there's my exit. So I get that. But apparently, this person decided that the middle finger was worth a response and killed somebody in the process. And I think it's because we go through life thinking that everybody thinks like we do. It's really a mistake. It's a mistake we make in politics. It's a mistake we make all the time, where we think, you know, in marketing, and we think that what we like, everybody likes. Or what seems popular, everybody likes. You remember the popular kids in school. Did you really like them? No. There were a couple people who were really, really cool. But the average popular person, I couldn't stand. Nobody could stand. But somehow, they got into the popular thing. Maybe they were cheerleader. Maybe they were a football player. Who knows? But they got in to the, you know, that position somehow. It doesn't mean everybody likes them. And so we think that people have the same thinking and mental health that we do. And I, being a physician, I have the benefit of knowing the opposite. That very commonly, not the average person, but very commonly, you have people out there with mental illness. And you have somebody that could look completely normal that turns around and becomes a killer. And I see people push people to their limit. And I fear that we don't have an understanding that you could have a wife or a husband or a child that could be pushed to the limit to kill you. Look at how many times in the news we hear families die from domestic violence. Now, I'm not saying it's our fault for pushing, but I think if we have an understanding that somebody could go there, right? One, get that person help. Two, and make sure you're in a safe space. And three, understand that, you know, you might not want to engage those individuals to the point that they could turn around and be murderous. And so my recommendation is, and this is a horrible thing that happened to that family, but I don't think we really have to do the middle fingers on the road. These people who are just completely insane, you know, if somebody is obviously at risk on the road, call 911 so they don't get other people into accidents. But I see this need of, I want to engage, I want to fight, get my fight on. If you really want to get your fight on, you know, take a martial arts course, work it out. I think it's important for us to know how to defend ourselves. But these random people, they're killers. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.